This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here. It is time to get into our poll question. When you think of the Kevin Sheehan Show, you think of hard-hitting Big J journalism.
That's right.
That's what you think of. Our poll question for the day is on Twitter, at the Team 980, and the phone lines will open up if you want to jump in on this at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. The poll question is, we got Linnell in here. He doesn't know the question yet.
Oh, boy.
So I'm actually excited to see what his reaction to this is going to be. Is lemonade a juice?
Are you kidding?
No, this is the real question.
Would you call it the Big J?
It's Big J journalism. Only important topics here on the Kevin Sheehan Show.
Is lemonade a juice?
Is lemonade a juice?
What constitutes a juice?
See, there's a lot of real thought into this.
The debate is open.
Because this, to me, like, tired brains are going to ask you, is a hot dog a sandwich? Boring. Ain't nobody care about that. It's 2025. I know the Pope likes hot dogs because he's from Chicago. I don't care about hot dogs. Galaxy brain people, wired brain people are asking, is lemonade a juice?
Juice is any beverage not carbonated that's not water.
So milk is a juice?
Wow, okay.
Yeah, see, like there's a lot of thought that goes into this.
So what is milk?
I'll give you my answer.
Milk is milk.
I do not think that lemonade is a juice.
Okay.
When Anthony McBarnett gets in here, we'll have this conversation because he threw this at me this weekend.
Of course. So this is where it comes from.
It comes from Anthony.
Of course it comes from AMAC.
I do not think that lemonade is a juice. I think lemonade is a soft drink. I don't think it's a juice.
Soft drink?
Let me tell you why it's a juice, because now I have a definition for juice.
There we go.
Here we go. It comes from a fruit.
It does.
So that makes it a juice.
So that makes it a juice.
Yes.
That's your stance. Is that your stance too, Max?
No, my stance is it's lemon flavored sugar water.
It's lemon.
See, now he's thinking.
Yeah,
because there's so much this is what was like the defining thing for me. Have you ever had packet lemonade?
Yeah, ooh. Like
right. Like Kool-Aid, you stir it up. It's only very time, similar to Kool-Aid,
country
right?
Country time,
Simply Made, Minute Made, whatever.
Sure.
Have you ever had that with orange juice or apple juice? No.
Okay, so I hear what you're saying.
But they do frozen concentrates for apple juice, orange juice, things like that. So you can go to the freezer section and get a lemonade, get an orange juice, get an apple juice concentrate.
So it's concentrate. I still think that because there is so much sugar involved and so much water in the basis of lemonade that it cannot be a juice. And another thing that I was thinking of, we got four people in here, right? Show's over, squad brunch. We're rolling to whatever the good brunch places are here in Southeast. Maybe we go to Arlington and Clarendon. They got all sorts of brunch places over there, right? We're getting mimosas. Just the boys, the fellas, having some mimosas. When the waiter comes over and offers you juices, he gives you orange juice, grapefruit juice, which by far is the best for mimosas, but that's another topic.
Wow, that's spicy.
And I love grapefruit juice. Maybe some pineapple juice.
Yeah, I like pineapple.
Pineapple juice for the ladies. Some cranberry juice, some apple juice. No one ever offers lemonade. Now, with that said, if you want to hit me with some lemonade and tequila,
Well, there we go.
We can have a time.
Yeah. Lemonade and vodka.
Lemonade.
There you go.
Vodka lemonade, mm-hmm. But you're not getting it with mimosas. They give you juices with mimosas, not lemonade with mimosas.
I think both. I think Max kind of hit it. So technically, lemonade, once you put the aid on there, lemon juice is a juice that comes from the lemon.
Right.
Lemonade is a human a man-made drink.
It's man-made.
It's not.
Like you're not taking, you're not taking lemonade or lemon juice to the dome. Unless you're in a weird spot in life, if you're taking lemon juice to the dome.
You're doing something special for your health at that point.
I mean, right, exactly. Because I've had lemon water before, but when you throw in the abundance of sugar, yeah. I once was in charge. This is a real story, and it should not have been a real story, but it was. When I was like 15 years old, I worked at Cox Farms, which is like a little pumpkin patch. It was by far the worst job I've ever had.
From an attendee at Cox Farms, I know.
Child labor laws being broken at this
so
farm?
So they did not have to pay me at 15 minimum wage as long as they gave me food.
Okay.
And let me tell you, I pimped that food system.
Oh, yeah.
I was getting four Shocker. Lunches. And at a certain point, they were like, you eat a lot. And I was like, if you're not giving me my 720, yeah. I'm taking multiple slices of pizza, you bastards.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I was going to be an alien on like the farm
ride.
Oh,
yeah.
I got kicked out of that because a fight took place. I didn't fight, but I watched the fight, and I didn't know what to do. And the police got involved. I couldn't do the alien thing anymore. So they made me do parking, and they made me be at the lemonade stand like deep into the farm. And they had me at 15 years old making some lemonade. The lemonade had to be awful. It was overly priced because I was making it at 15 years old. But there was so much sugar in it. Where I was like, this is not just lemon juice. This is lemonade, therefore it's not a juice. Video producer Brian. I don't know that Brian has been introduced properly on the show before, so this will be the time to properly introduce video producer Brian. He's been with us for like 5 months, 6 months now, something like that?
Yeah.
I think he tries to keep a low profile because I know what it is. He walks in every day. He's one of the fresher dudes in our building.
His sneaker game is crazy.
Goes just crazy.
Sneaker game is crazy.
But you can say all that. You can hype him up, and then he tells you he's a Cowboys fan.
He's
like
a Cowboys fan.
A fine girl in the club, and then you find out her breath stinks. That is video producer Brian.
That is crazy.
Like it's amazing.
Well, it's funny because I asked him. I told Max we were going to do this, and I asked Brian. I was like, "Are you want to jump on air with this?" He's like, "Hell yeah, I want to jump on air with this." So there's something there. Is lemonade a juice?
No, it is not.
No, it is not. So are we 3-1 right now?
Wow.
Hold on, Brian.
What did you say to me before the show?
I said lemonade is not a juice because the concept of lemon juice is a thing. So you wouldn't have to make that distinction if it was just a juice.
I think we're very quickly reaching a consensus.
Think about if you took a lemon and you just squeezed it, are you drinking lemonade or are you drinking lemon juice?
Drinking lemon juice. You can make the same conversation with lime juice. That's why you have limeade and lemonade, but not lime juice and lemon juice.
Exactly. If you take an orange and squeeze the juice, that's just orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
That is orange juice. Now, there are, in fairness to like one of my points, there are a lot of companies out here that are going to put a bunch of extra processed stuff
absolutely.
In your orange juice, and we don't like that at all. But he is correct. So on the poll, 53% say no, lemonade is not a juice. And I think we're going to trust this poll a little bit more than the commander's name poll. I think this is a much more like highly attested poll.
I was impressed by that poll because lemonade being a juice got off to a hot start.
It was like 70% from the jump. And I was like, whoa.
How long has this been up for?
It has been up for about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hour and a half. So we're still getting there. You know, I ran one on Instagram as well. So I might have to throw in some of the Instagram votes.
I think it's a very nuanced conversation.
It is a very
nuanced. It is.
There's a lot of thought that goes into this. I can't wait. I'm going to have Chris Russell jump in on this when he gets in here.
He'll spend an hour on it.
And I can't wait.
Like he did Friday with the hot dogs.
He did spend an hour.
Whoa, what? Hold on.
Brian say something.
He spent legit an hour talking about hot dogs and what like the ideal hot dog is. And it stemmed from... Metal Chris seeing like at the what racing event was this past week?
Oh, the wiener at the Indy 500 exactly. They did the Oscar Mayer
wienermobile
race. Yeah. Yes,
wiener race,
the wiener race,
not a wiener
the whole
race.
Hot dog.
I thought it was the weenie race.
Well,
okay, Chris Russell. I kind of had a feeling Russell was a glizzy gobbler. I didn't know he was like a spend an hour on hot dogs.
Holy hell.
We do have a call on this that I want to get to. You can join the conversation 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. John in Falls Church, is lemonade a juice?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No, lemonade is not a juice. You guys have pretty much covered the points I was going to make, but like, is a screwdriver a juice? It has orange juice and another set of ingredients, which happens to be vodka. Lemonade has lemon juice and another set of ingredients, which is sugar water.
Right.
And so it's like a non-alcoholic cocktail. And that's why I think on like those processed juices, they'll say like, apple juice cocktail, but it's like apple juice, sugar, and water, as opposed to like apple juice.
It's like raw apple juice. Like I want that real apple juice. That's a great point, John. I'll tell you what, a screwdriver is not a juice, but it is a damn good time.
It's
depending
delicious.
On who you are drinking it with. We got some people on Twitter chiming in. My guy Spencer says, this is a trick question. All fruits, when squeezed, make juice. Would you drink 12 ounces of said squeezed fruit as a juice? Oranges, grapes, sure. Doing it with lemons would be a house of pain. That's a good way to describe that. It's not drank as juice, but as a drink because you need water, sugar, etc. So he says no. Mo says lemonade typically has lots of water and sugar added to it, like Kool-Aid. Lemonade is just a lemon-flavored drink. So we got a lot of people that are saying no, lemonade is not a juice. I feel proud. I feel like I've won some people over.
I think you did a great job.
I think I did a great job with that. We will still take some of the conversation on that if you would like to join in on that. It's up on Twitter, the poll question. We got a lot more people chiming in. My man Commander Jigga said no. He voted no because it's a juice that's very high, 90% for fruit and vegetable being used. I would think lemonade is probably around 10% fruit. Therefore, it is not a juice, but rather a lemon-flavored drink. So you want to chime in on that at the Denton Day on Twitter. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin Sheehan on the Kevin Sheehan Show. My guy George said, is coconut a fruit? Then what is coconut water?
Coconut
water is just coconut water.
Yeah.
It's coconut, like water produced in it. You're not squeezing the coconut.
Coconut's just a big seed.
Is it? I think it's technically a fruit. I don't know. Or, I don't know what it
no,
is.
No, fruits would have seeds. Coconut doesn't have seeds. Coconut is the seed. You would plant a coconut and you get a coconut tree. That might be the dumbest thing I've ever said on air. If it's wrong. Only if it's wrong.
Can I Google that? Is coconut a fruit?
Coconuts are fruit. They come from trees.
But
yeah, coconut is a fruit.
Oh man, I just showed my ass and outed myself as an idiot on air. Oh no, what have I done?
And it comes for us all eventually, Max. Coconut water from like fresh coconut is pretty silly though.
It's delicious.
Yeah, I've had it. All right, we do gotta get to some like actual football stuff. I promise this is not just going about all juices and lemonades, but if you do want to weigh in on that conversation, feel free to do so. So I saw something on social media this weekend. Again, you know, it's Memorial Day weekend. Times are a little slower. Not a lot of big storylines going on outside of the Caitlin Clark injury, but even that almost felt like it flew under the radar just because of when that story broke over the weekend. But I did see a list that was put together of top three players on each team. This came from Pro Football Focus. I believe it was Trevor Sikkema. If not, it was one of the other guys at Pro Football Focus. But they went through each NFL team and they ranked the three best players. And for the Commanders, the three players were Jaden Daniels, Terry McLaurin, and Bobby Wagner. And in the description as to why Bobby Wagner was number three on here, it said Wagner added yet another elite run defense season. Gonna stop it right there. Didn't see a whole lot of elite run defense from anybody this year for the Commanders. Though Bobby was good, I wouldn't say elite run defense. That was, in fact, like the biggest issue with the defense this entire season. But I'm just reading what Pro Football Focus said. I didn't say this. He said another elite run defense, earning a 91.2 grade, his third straight year above 91. So I bring this conversation up because if you were to ask me who are the top three Commanders players, I would not have listed Bobby Wagner as number three. I think there are a lot of different directions that you could go for that number three position. Maybe you think number three is Terry and you would say somebody else is at number two. I saw a lot of people on social media say, what about Laremy Tunsil? He's one of the best pass blocking left tackles in the NFL. He should be on this list over a guy like Bobby Wagner. And I did do the research everywhere else because I was curious if there was like some sort of caveat where you needed at least two offensive players and a defensive player, or you had to have defense represented in some way, shape, or form, the way that some of these things tend to be in the offseason during list season. And there was no caveat of that. There were certain players on this list that had all offensive players. There were a few teams on the list that had multiple defensive players. So they added Bobby Wagner on this list because they were clearly very passionate about Bobby Wagner being the third best player on the Commanders roster looking into 2025. I would have said Frankie Luvu. I would have said that the answer is Frankie Luvu because of the versatility that Frankie Luvu brought to the defense from a pass rushing standpoint. And it felt like there were more points in time this season where Frankie Luvu showed signs of being a game wrecker. Now, the biggest issue with Washington's defense last season and the biggest issue with Washington's defense now, it's been my biggest gripe about how this offseason has ended up playing out. They have not added a legit game wrecker on defense. They are expecting somebody to step up and be a legitimate game wrecker, but they have not added a legitimate game wrecker on defense. And the standpoint of thinking that somebody is going to take a big jump, Dorrance Armstrong, Frankie Luvu, Javonte Jean-Baptiste, I mean, you take a defensive player and name one and say, I think this guy is going to take a big defensive jump. Fine. If they want to take that approach, I think it's a reasonable approach to take. I would have liked to see a little bit more on defense. With that said, though, I did feel like at times Frankie Luvu showed the most when it came to being a legitimate game wrecker because of that versatility, whereas Bobby Wagner was not that. He is not in the position of his career where he is in game wrecker mode anymore. He's played too long. He's getting up there in age. He maybe losing a step and a half, a step or two, something along those lines. I think he's a great leader. I think he did elevate the defense, certainly. I would not call anyone on the run defense last year elite at playing the run. I would not do that. That was the biggest issue that came with last season. So I will say, as soon as I saw that in the blurb as to why this was the selection, I was hesitant to keep going and how much I wanted to trust this list because there was nothing elite about run defense last year. But that then leads the question to you, the listener. We are done with the lemonade conversation unless you have a take on it, which I think it's a fun conversation, and it's May in sports radio, so we have to have these fun conversations.
At least until AMAC gets in.
At least until, you know, Anthony McBarnett gets in here, so we can get... Although he did vote on my Instagram poll after he was the one that said lemonade is a juice. He did vote on my Instagram poll and said no.
What a turncoat.
I mean, he has done a 180, it seems, on his stance on lemonade.
Hey, listen, I
don't know if he thought I couldn't see those votes or what, but we might have to hold his feet to the fire.
I won't begrudge people from changing their mind, admitting they were wrong. That's growth.
It is very noble. I will tell you that. It's very noble. So we'll get his thoughts on that. But I want you to weigh in on the phones now with 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Who are the top three commanders in the year 2025? You can look at this current roster, the names they have assembled. So if you want to throw Debo in there or Laremy Tunsil, you are perfectly okay to do that. Maybe you like Javon Kinlaw. That would be a hot take, but you are perfectly allowed to do that. Want your top three commanders in 2025 at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We continue this conversation when we get back. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.